That's right. I am so glad you're here. Really, really am. In fact, I'm glad that I'm here too. I'm glad we're here together, fellowshipping all in the beautiful name of Jesus. Here we are. It's Thursday, this January the 11th, 2018. Welcome to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Just looking at the calendar today and just was reminded, this is my eighth year with Great News Radio. This is my eighth year. With Great News Radio. This is fantastic. It has been a God-centered relationship since day one, and I'm so grateful my friendship and partnership with this radio ministry. I've shared the story a few times before. I'd moved to Clinton, Illinois back in 2010 to be a pastor. I had thought I had retired from radio, and across from my apartment complex was a God Listens You Can Too sign, and it said 97.1. I'm like, what is this? And so I turn it on, and sure enough, that was Great News Radio in Clinton, and started listening. I reached out to Mark Burns and said, hey, I got a pretty extensive career in radio. I love to volunteer, and Mark's ears perked up right away, and just been with the ministry since then. And 2018 marks 8 years, so praise God for just him allowing me to be here for this season. And friend, I hope that you're having yourself a great week. I hope you're having yourself a great start to the brand new year. And today, Thursday, marks yet another round of the Great News Radio English Conversation classes that's taking place at the Great News Radio Center from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, providing beginner and intermediate instruction. If you or somebody you know may benefit from the English conversation classes, just have them swing on by the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Now, if you want to help teach or facilitate a class, we'd love for you to sign up. You can just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on the tab that says About, and there will be a link. There's actually a link there right now where you can sign up and get more details. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the About tab. There's a little drop down that says English Conversation Classes. Greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few moments, I'll tell you what. January is known as the most depressing month of the entire year. And I thought maybe we can have just a little bit of encouragement today, taking a look at God's Word together from John chapter 11, talking about when God lets you down. That's coming up right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on our Thursday, this January the 11th, 2018. And I'll tell you what, friend, there's been times, if we're really honest with ourselves, there's been times where we've prayed and prayed and prayed for a particular person, particular situation, or a particular miracle to take place, and God doesn't come through in a way that we've hoped. It could have been a prayer for healing. It could have been a prayer for a spouse. Could have been a prayer for children, a prayer for a particular job, a prayer for a child, a prayer for a plan to work out. And friend, maybe it led you down a path of questioning God's existence, His goodness, or His love. Maybe you've secretly struggled with questions like, God, where are you? God, why did you allow blank to happen? God, can't you hear me? God, what am I doing wrong here? God, are you even there? And for some, we may brush off the idea of questioning God and His goodness. And for others, though, it's a reality they secretly don't like to admit. And friend, maybe that's you today. You know, there were two sisters, Mary and Martha, that have been right where you are. They were sisters who asked Jesus to heal their brother who was gravely sick. And John chapter 11 shares the real life account. And Mary and Martha, they sent word to Jesus about Lazarus. And in John chapter 11, verse 4, it says, when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Okay, so Jesus sent word, Mary, Martha, hey, he's not going to die. Praise God. We can rest in the fact that God gave us His word. He said that it was going to be okay. Lazarus is not going to die, and we could sleep a little bit better at night. And then the unimaginable happened. Their brother dies. Their brother dies. Now, I want you to get this. This is a real life story. This is not a fictional event, mythical story. This is a real life event. Understand the emotions that are attached here. Mary and Martha were deeply distraught. Their brother was dead. All they had were memories now. All they had now were disappointments. All they had now were questions. All that was left was a broken heart and a wounded soul. In fact, Martha was so upset. maybe even a little mad and disappointed that it sounded like she was blaming Jesus for the death of her brother. Now, when Jesus came back into town in John chapter 11, verse 17, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard, here we go, that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you would had been here, my brother would not have died. That's a strong statement. That's Martha. And her sister Mary, as we just read, she was so distressed, she didn't even want to come out and talk with Jesus. Because in John 11, verse 20 says, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. She didn't even want to go out and deal with it. Understand the disappointment that was taking place here. This is a real life story, a real life account, a real life situation. But after seeing everyone weeping, everyone is crying. We're talking about a funeral here. Come on. And after seeing everyone weeping, Jesus, who was God in the flesh, did something so beautiful. He wept. John 11:33, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Verse 34, he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And verse 35, it says that Jesus wept. He wept. He cried along with the brokenhearted sisters. He wept with the family. Psalm 56 verse 8 says, you have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? A paraphrase of this passage says, you've kept track of my every toss and turn through the sleepless nights, each tear entered into your ledger, each ache written in your book. He not only cried with them, friend, he brought their brother back to life. John 11:43 says, when he had said these things, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Let me tell you something. Jesus didn't heal his sickness. He brought him back to life. Because the entire event took place for the glory of God. John 11 verse 4, before this whole thing even started, Jesus said to them, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. They experienced God's glory in a way they will never forget. And friend, you may feel that he has let you down. You may feel that he has forgotten about you. You may feel that he doesn't care for you. But I want to let you know today that if you are his child, he is doing something behind the scenes that you cannot see. Johnny Erickson Tata said one time, the best we can hope for in this life is a not whole peek at the shining realities ahead, yet a glimpse is enough. It's enough to convince our hearts that whatever sufferings and sorrow currently assail us aren't worthy of comparison to that which awaits us over the horizon.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The the death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried. Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him, he'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late.
Music from Karen Peck and New River and 4 days late. Friend, even when Jesus seems like he's late, he is always on time. I love that. From John chapter 11, here on today's edition of Mark and Friends, Joey Kroll with you. I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a note anytime, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at GreatNewsRadio.org. Would love to connect with you. And here at Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported radio ministry. You are literally the financial backbone of this ministry. We don't receive government grants. We don't have a rich uncle anywhere. We depend, really do depend on God's grace, but friends like you who financially contribute to this radio ministry. You can send in a special gift to support Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, yeah, you can give online. That's how we do it in the Kroll household, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button there on the right-hand side that says donate, greatnewsradio.org, and click on donate.
Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Thursday working on my message for Sunday. So I'm going to do that today. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.